You also get high marks for perseverance. Item number 14, please.
Item number 14 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on a proposal from the Friends of Hoyt Park and Pool to create a beer garden at Tosa Pool at Hoyt Park. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Schlesser?
Good morning again. I would like to introduce Kit Slosky and Mary Pluta from the Friends of Hoyt Park and Pool. We have had the honor of being really amazing partners with them since about 2007. We're entering into our third summer season at the new pool, and I'm going to turn it over to them. They've come to us with a proposal to open a beer garden outside of the pool area in Hoyt Park, and I'd like to let them take over the presentation.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. I am Kit Slosky, the Executive Director at Four Friends of Hoyt Park and Pool, and managing the Tosa Pool at Hoyt Park as well. The Friends of Hoyt Park and Pool, as Laura said, are happy that we're continuing our partnership with Milwaukee County Parks. We've had a wonderful working relationship since we've began this project back in 2006 when FOHPP was formed. And we are very much looking forward to our third successful summer season. It's been very well received by the community and southeastern Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. We propose to construct and operate a seasonal beer garden to be called The Landing at Hoyt Park. This will be a project that will enhance the financial viability of the Tosa Pool at Hoyt Park and provide additional recreational opportunities as well. Our basic premise is that, based on the success of the beer garden at Esterbrook, that we want to bring this opportunity to Hoyt Park, to the west side, and enrich the character of our community as well. FOHPP formed in 2006 to return Hoyt Park to its historic place as the community swimming hole, and as I already stated, we opened the Tosa Pool at Hoyt Park in May of 2011. And the revenue generated by a seasonal beer garden will allow us to maintain this state-of-the-art community pool and still be affordable to the families we serve. With this beer garden proposal, we will be creating an atmosphere where family and friends come together in a safe, peaceful environment, again, separate from the pool facility itself. And that was one of our first design considerations. So we've been working with AG Architecture in Wauwatosa, who came up with this concept. We are going to continue our New England on the beach type feel with this beer garden. And Mary, do you have anything to add to that at all?
Hi, I'm Mary Pluta. I'm the Director of Communications for the Friends of Hoyt Park and Pool. I think one of the things that we feel is critically important with this proposal is the idea that it still maintains a family-friendly atmosphere. One of the things that we hear from our patrons is how important it is at the pool that they feel that this is a place where their whole family can come, grandparents, parents, and kids. And so we really want to maintain that same type of atmosphere by having the beer garden on the other side of the bathhouse from the pool, and also by having it open from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, so that it's kind of not an all-day activity at the park.
Mr. Keegan, do you have things to add?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, first I'd like to thank Kit and Mary and their group for coming forward with this idea. As Laura and Kit both said, it's been a great partnership. As you know, the pool has been extremely successful, beautiful facility, and I think that this only adds to the opportunities that present themselves in Hoyt Park. Talking with residents of Wauwatosa and around the county that have heard about this idea, I think it'll be greatly received, and I think that there's some negotiations that we're currently in that ultimately will end up providing better benefits throughout the whole park. So I look forward to continuing to work with the group, and I think this will be just as biggest success as Esterbrook Park.
Very good. Supervisor Schmidt, would you like to...
Well, sure, never pass up on that. Thank you. I'll just stand and talk. They don't want to let you ladies move too much today. Thank you. I think when this all happened, and I do want to take an opportunity to compliment the ladies here, and I know they'll pass it on to their board, that was really a long process of a couple of years, and they raised $8 million for this pool, and part of that money, $1 million, was put forward, in kind of escrow and endowment. Now, that's always an important part of any fundraising. The whole objective was that they would never come back to the Milwaukee County Board, Milwaukee County taxpayers, and ask for any money, and they've successfully done that. I mean, it's been a wonderful success because of their hard work. It's just an incredible partnership. And this is another way to get them some income to guarantee that promise that they will never come back to Milwaukee County for any money. I'm very proud of that for what they've done. It's in my district. This was a pool that closed just before it was supposed to open a number of years ago. And then, a lot of picking order things, like with our parks and parkways and stuff. And finally enough people got together. A lot of TOSA people, not only TOSA people, because this pool, Hoyt Pool, was, one of those dinosaurs, 1939. And it had by far the second largest population of people coming. It was a tremendous draw from the northwest side of Milwaukee County. And because of problems with the leaking and chlorine, so... But these people and their allies, and I say that with a lot of respect, these people did absolutely a tremendous job and helped put the pool, the Schultz Pool, over at Lincoln Park. It allowed tax money to go to that because of their hard work. We have another pool and not all the expenses of two pools, so it was important enough. And I tell you, there were skeptics, of course, about this, but I was in with three other couples from Wauwatosa last night, a session, and one spends a lot of time at Esterbrook Park. And this is a great biking area. Oak Leaf Trail comes through there, too. That's been such a wonderful success, too. And so I think, the people here in the parks, and Jim Keegan was always involved in these negotiations all the way through with Sue Black. She left a lot to Jim to do, but it was a very complicated and long, long process. And I'm very proud to see what a success this has been because of their hard work. All of jobs is given to so many of the young kids in the area, the lifeguards from Milwaukee County. You got to visit sometime to see this, and maybe to have a cool one there or a soda or whatever. But I think it'll be a family situation to have it laid out. I was always in the loop. They've kept me in the loop. I'm proud to say I was a supporter from the very beginning. And it's just exciting to see something like this really work. And I think it'll be a real family thing. The hours are great. I like to see a little more music than the aldermen we're talking about, but something low-key on that. But
Luigi,
that worked out very well.
Luigi, I'll meet you there at noon today, okay?
Well, is anything set up yet or not? But I feel good about bragging about it because it was a very, very difficult tour. They had a couple of years of process here in finding a major donor and asking the rest of the community and outside. It is a large part of Wauwatosa driven. There's no question about that. But there's many people outside Wauwatosa on the board, contributors who have made this. And, for example, talk about a family. My daughters are married. The boys are not, Jerry, okay, but one of yours is, But our daughter from the Twin Cities, when they come and they have friends, we go to the pool as a big group, Grandma and Grandpa, Papa and Mimi, and all the kids and their friends who have young kids too. And then our youngest daughter, we buy a membership. She's got a couple little ones. My wife spends a lot of time there. Of course, I'm always busy, so I can't go there. Thank you for the time, and I thank everyone very much, the parks, and please let everyone on the board know how...
I wanted to get the violin out.
Are there further questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. Real quick, is that how it looks now, or is that the proposed look? The last two screens, in fact.
Sure, that's the proposal.
Okay.
The bathhouse is, as you see, it's all there, and the sliding barn doors that you see as part of the design, those are there as well. So they're basically taking the original entrance to the pool. You slide the barn doors back. There's a little vestibule there already from the original design.
Mm-hmm.
They cut that open, put in the arches, and then you have your serving window and your doors to enter into the concession area.
Wow. Hey, can you go to that middle screen right there with the community? That one, yeah.
Believe it or not, that's just a Google picture of German Beer Garden, and that's what you come up with. That's okay. The architect. Nice. The Esterbrook pictures are the first, the fourth, and the fifth.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Haas?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is very exciting to look at, and I hope it goes well for you. One small issue we had up at the Esterbrook Beer Garden was that as it was, I believe, a trial or a beta version, if you will, there were some issues with ADA accessibility at Esterbrook. And I'd like to point that out, not to say, what are you going to do about it, but to raise it as a concern. I think it could save us, you and us, a lot of future.
Correct. And when we met with Jim in February, he brought that to our attention. And so we have worked with the architect and have come up with an ADA-approved gravel surface for this. It's like a bonded gravel surface. It's a smaller stone that's ADA-approved.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. I'm glad you're on it, and thank you, Mr. Keegan, for having already thunk of that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I think much credit is due our Parks Department in the pioneering effort that took place at Esterbrook that demonstrated, I think, the viability of this kind of approach, and I'd like to take the opportunity to dispel any rumors that the financial success of Esterbrook was primarily due to my patronage. It's not necessarily true.
Well, it sure helped.
I'm helpful to our park system whenever I can be.
The Friends of Hoyt Park and Pool made several trips, research trips, as well.
Well, thank you very much. This looks like a very positive effort, and we'll look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.